Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Kansas City, as I'll be doing every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We've got a fantastic show for you this evening. We have special guest, Miss Shay Nolan, author of Tell Me No Lies, Everything You Owe Me, and Greed. She'll be discussing her upcoming events and upcoming projects. So sit back, relax, and listen to Word Sexy Radio. Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming to you on this Monday, September 13th. We have a fantastic show this evening. As we stated earlier, we have Miss Shay Nolan on the show, and she's going to be talking with us in just a few minutes. But before we get to the interview, we want to give you a little bit of admin that's going on. As some of you may know, this weekend is the Fall Into Books Literary Conference that's going to be going on here in Kansas City. It's going to be from September 17th to the 19th. And we'll be having special guests here, lots of authors coming to town, a few that will be coming out to do their books and to kind of give you an idea what they're doing. And you can come out and kind of get in a mingle with them and, you know, find out and ask questions and things that you like to do. So that's going on this weekend. It's going to be down in the plaza at the Holiday Inn on the Plaza. That'll be this weekend. And that's Fall Into Literary Books, and that's sponsored by Casey Girlfriend's Book Club. And yours truly will be there as well, and as well as Shay Nolan, she will be there as well. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into our interview, and we're going to invite Ms. Shay into the scene. Hello, how are you doing this evening?
I'm fine, Red. How are you?
And we're glad to have you on the show, and we just want to give you a chance to kind of tell the audience out there who you are and what you're doing.
My name is Shay Nolan, and as Red stated, I am the author of Tell Me No Lies, self-published in 2006. Everything You Owe Me came out last year, December 2009, and Greedy just dropped this year, this summer.
All right. So you've been busy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes, you have. You've been busy since the last time you was on the show. You were getting these things out, and just kind of tell us how is that working for you? You got the books out, and now we definitely got to talk about Greedy because we talked a little bit about it before, but you kind of kept us in the dark. So maybe you can give us a little bit on that today. But how is Everything You Owe Me doing?
It's doing well thus far. I've gotten a lot of good reviews about it. Although it was a lot shorter than a shorter book than I normally write, but I really got some good reviews and some good feedback on that particular book. So that kind of incited me to just delve deeper into how I write and what I choose to write.
Right. Well, I know it was a great book because I read it myself. And like I always try to do is I try to read the books of authors before they come on the show if I get the opportunity. And that was it was a great book. And I definitely would like to maybe in the future some of the things you cut out, we'll have to talk about that, what it was exactly that was cut out that didn't make it. But, I would love to know that. This literary conference coming up this weekend, tell me about that. You're involved in that, huh?
I am a featured author in the literary conference. I actually will be speaking on Saturday afternoon. I don't know, I think around 4:55, close to 5, I'll be speaking as a featured author, introducing myself and talking a little bit more about Everything You Owe Me as well as talking about Greedy also.
Well, that's good. So now I know you're going to give us a little bit on Greedy because I know it's out there. It's been out there for about a couple of months now. So can you please, I need to get that book myself, tell us about Greedy.
Greedy is actually about a young lady who got into a relationship, and because of the way she was raised and the things that she saw in her childhood between her mother and father, her mother pushed her to use her beauty not only for love but to advance herself in life. So her current beau is, of course, a millionaire. He has lots of money, and things move pretty quickly. And she doesn't question things when he invites another man into their bed on their honeymoon. She thinks that he's just being kinky. But there's a lot more to Malik, who's her fiancé, than meets the eye. And as the story progresses, the readers will get to see that there's things that he asked this woman to do, and because of the money and because of the position that she was in, of not having things and using her beauty to get this man and keep this man, how she accepted these things from him because she didn't want to lose her status.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a story that sounds like true life, and that's what people want. That's what they want to read about, is these stories that actually bring you life scenarios. So how did you come up with the concept for this drama?
I guess it was just it just came up in my imagination. It's just something I thought about. It wasn't really anything particularly that I saw or heard. But, it does touch on things that can and will happen in life as far as money and status and power and marrying for money and doing things to, hold on to that money, which is why I titled it Greedy, because there are things that people will do to keep money and to not go back to a position of lower status that they had before.
Right. And because of her lifestyle, her growing, she was told by her mother, I guess, basically, that the only way to make it was to get someone with status. Is that the case here in this case?
Well, to use her looks, her mother, this is just a little tidbit, a little insight into the story. Her mother used her beauty the opposite. She chose love instead of status and money, and she wants her daughter, taught her daughter to use her beauty and as an advantage for her to advance her status instead of using her beauty for love and choosing love first. She wanted her to choose money and possessions first, and then love would come later.
Okay. Well, a lot of people who read, especially, read authors' books, and a lot of times they want to know if you know anybody that was in that case or anybody that, you may have gotten your idea from for this book. Is there anybody real that, possibly could have gave you possibilities in that, or see anyone that kind of lived this lifestyle?
I actually know someone and that has that type of life, or, you know, delved into that kind of life as far as marrying for status to improve themselves, and it wasn't for love. And I'm not saying any names, because, but I am.
Well,
I
we don't want to do that, no.
Yeah, I'll probably.
Definitely
like
don't
want
to say any names, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds good. But so anybody that's out there listening right now, this is Word Sexy Radio, and we like if you want to call and ask Shay some questions, the number is 347-215-8539. And like I said, this is Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio. And the questions you can ask are limited to what you have to say. So you call on in and find out. And if you're listening and you don't want to listen by phone, you can also go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com and you can listen to the live broadcast as we're speaking right now. So, Shay, now that you have Greedy out and you have these three novels, what's new on the chopping block, or what are you working on now that's coming up that we can expect from you in the future?
Well, I've been tossing around a couple of stories. I haven't come up with any titles as of yet, at least not any concrete titles, but I am tossing around a few stories that I've been working on. And as always, we do have a lot of drama, a lot of relationship, centers around a lot of relationship issues. So I am working on them now.
Okay. So have you decided if you wanted to stay within one genre, or have you thought about going into, like, different types of genres of writing? Because I know you're a writer, and knowing you personally, I know that you like to write. So I don't think that would be something that would restrict you. Well, have you thought about veering off into anything different than what you're doing now?
Absolutely, I have. I don't want to box myself into one genre. I do like paranormal type of stories, and I would like to write paranormal stories also and get into the paranormal stories. I'd also like to write, I don't read mysteries very much, but I would like to delve into that. I don't want to be an author that's only focused on one genre.
Right, right. And that's good because, you know, I have been dabbling in a few other genres myself. As you know, most of you who have been keeping up with me, I have I also write as R.J. Leonard, and I have The Paranormal, Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress, which I think is a great story. I can see it going further, and actually it's going to be a series because I'm writing part two as we speak, and that's a great book. And it was a difference going in from erotica into the paranormal, but actually it wasn't that much different because the type of paranormal I wrote still had a sexual tone to it anyway, so it wasn't like it was just stuck. But I agree with you. I don't want to be just an author that writes in one genre and that's it. I like to spread my horizons and move around to different types of things, mysteries. I have an idea for a book that I want to do that under R.J. Leonard, or it may be a Red Snapper. I have to decide, but it's called Acts of Congress, and I will give you more on that as I get closer. And I also have some other projects that I'm doing with some people that want care of. So I will probably get into that later, but right now let's get back to Shay. So, and you say stories, do you know when they are possibly, when you might possibly be bringing these out?
You mean the new books that I'm working on?
Right.
I hope to have one of them finished at least by the beginning of next year, and the other two I'm working on, hopefully I foresee them being done by the summer of 2011.
And will that be under your own publishing, or will that be under a publishing company or Midwest Publishing Group or something? Timeless Productions, or how are you planning on doing it? I mean, what is your plan on that?
Right now?
I know you have your own company. That's why I'm trying to get you a segue into that.
Right now, as it stands, I plan on putting them out under Timeless Pictures and Publications, which is my self-publishing company. I mean, unless somebody comes along and snaps me up and, you know, gives me some things that I can't turn down, and then I might go with that. But as things stand right now, I'm pretty comfortable with putting them out under my publishing company.
Right. And like we always talk on our show, we always talk about self-publishing versus publishing with major companies. And like I said, we don't want to give people the wrong idea that, you know, publishing with a major company is a bad thing. Because it isn't. It's just that you just don't have some of the creativity that you would like to have under them, unless they give you that. And,
right.
You know, we can talk about that all day long. But I like self-publishing. I like my own company. But I'm like you. If I have an opportunity to write for a company like Schuster and whatever, you know, one of those companies, if they offer it, I'll take it. But I don't think I would make that my only way of publishing. I think I would still try, unless it was a contract or something that was written that made it where I only could come out through them, which I probably wouldn't assign something like that unless it's a lot of money. Anyway, I would probably continue to go under my own because I like the creativity and the freedom that I have as a self-publisher. A publisher of my own company, I can do and come out with the book when I want to and what goes on the cover and all that. So how do you feel about, you know, that aspect of it?
As far as self-publishing?
As far as, you know, coming out with, you know, like being able to create the way you want to and bring it out the way you intended it to be.
I love it because it's a lot more freedom. You're not under any certain time constraints. You don't have to. You can mold the story the way you want it to. You can take out or put in as much as you want to put into the story. The cover is your choice. How you present it is your choice. And like I said, you're not with a publisher. You're under a time constraint. You have a certain amount of time to get your work finished, turn it in, and then go from there. Self-publishing, you can take your time. If you say you're going to have it out in 6 months, then you can do that. If you want to push it back and put it out within a year, you can do that also. You have a lot more freedom with self-publishing. There's pros and cons to both. So I'm kind of, I guess I'm at a happy medium with both of them, but I'm leaning more towards the self-publishing because of the freedom, but also with the publishing house, it gives you more freedom to write. But with both, you still have to promote yourself, without a doubt.
Right, exactly. And then another thing, too, is length. Length.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
I know I'm making it sound funny, but the length of your books, tell us about that. I mean, you don't have to go into detail, but kind of give us an idea of a scenario maybe or something that, and what I'm talking about as far as the length of a book, how that can be taken or, you know, how the publisher can actually control that.
Well, I mean, the publisher has guidelines as to how many pages that you're to write, and that way they can put it down into book form and whatever size book they're going to put it into. They give you a contract and say, this is how many pages that you should have. If you go over those pages, of course, you're going to have to chop down, take something out. So you do have to stick to strict guidelines as far as how many pages you can put out when you're under a publisher. When you're self-publishing, you're the boss of how many pages you put out. If you want it to be 200 pages, fine. If you want it to be 400 pages, you can do that because you're self-publishing the book.
Okay. Well, that's good. And for those of you out there that have a desire to do that, the reason why I'm asking these questions is because we want you to get it from the author's mouth on their experiences of what they have experienced as far as what they went through in the game, because this game, the literary game, is just that. It's just like trying to get out there and get a book deal or a movie deal or a music deal. There are certain rules that you have to be able to follow that you don't find out, because a lot of people think that you can just write a book and then you put it on the shelf and it's going to just fly off. People are just going to buy it, and that's not true. You have to market yourself, and you have to market your brand. You have to decide what is the brand. And that's what we, you know, try to stress on the show and let people hear that. And right now, though, if there's any callers out there, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we're talking with authoress Shay Nolan, and she's an author. She's the author of three novels. The first one is Tell Me No Lies. Everything You Owe Me is the second, and Greedy is the third. And she's got some other projects that's coming out she's not telling you, but they're coming. So we know you need to go ahead and get these three that she has out now and read them because they're great books. I've only read one, and I definitely want to. I've had a little bit of Greedy, but I'm going to get a chance to go ahead and get that and try to get the whole story because I read the beginning of it. I thought it was intriguing from the way she was explaining how this man, Malik, was taking his wife and doing the things he did with her. So I think it's great that we have her on the show. And I see there might be a caller out there. The last 46010, do you have a question? Do you have a question, caller? Okay. That's just a listener. And you can do that as well. You don't have to ask any questions. But we got about 39 minutes, so... So what is, Shay, I just wanted to ask you, when you write a book, you know, what is the amount of time you usually take? Does it depend on the storyline that you have, on how long it takes you to come up with your novel?
It depends on a lot of things. It depends on how excited I am to get that story written. If I get up every day and that story is calling to me and it's telling me, you know, you need to write it, you need to write it. If it's an adamant thing that I need to write it, I'll get it out. I'll write at least 2 to 3 hours a day, just depending on the type of story and how busy I am with you know, daily life, how daily life can get in the way of sometimes your creativity and your passion for writing. But I do set aside time, at least I try to set aside time to write, and there are some times that I will take a break because I've noticed that as writers we develop writer's block if we're trying to force ourselves when the writing creativity won't come.
Exactly. And I think it's just, me personally, I can only say that if you can write at least an hour a day, do that. But if you can't, like you said, you know, sometimes you overdo it. You have to give yourself some time, maybe a day or two. Or even if you're doing more than one story, like in my case, you know, I'm writing three novels at once. So what I do is I just go back and forth on my books. And I don't mix them up. I know people ask that question, how do you keep them separate from what you're writing? But it's easy to do it. Once you get yourself fixed to do that, you can dabble in one for a while, and then when you get to a point where you need to stop there, you might can go to another one, and it'll pick up where you left off, and you'll be able to fix them and do some things there. And you do that, or just take your mind from it altogether. But you don't want to not write every day if you can't. If you can, do it. But if you can't, then you have to discipline yourself to be able to come back to it. Because I have people
right.
ask questions like, "Well, I want to write a book, but I don't have time." And then the next question to me is, "Then why do you want to write a book if you don't have time?"
Right.
Do you ever get those questions like that?
Yeah, you have to make the time. You have to make a conscious effort to set aside that time to write. Like I said, every writer's different. The way they write, the times they choose to write, and what they write is different. We're all individuals, and it's our individuality that makes us unique. So it's no certain guideline on how you write or what times you write or when you write. I've just noticed for myself personally, if I'm pushing and there's nothing coming out, then I push myself into my own writer's block. So I try to
right.
take time to, if I write 3 or 4 chapters or if I write 7 chapters, and I take the time to kind of reward myself. I might read a book, I might watch a movie, you know, go for a walk, something that refreshes my creativity. But if I notice that I'm stifled, like you, I have simultaneous projects going on. I'll go from one story to another, and I see when I come back to the one that I was most focused on, then I have fresh ideas for that one, and I never get
right.
them confused.
Yeah, I mean, because it's amazing how when you're sitting there and you're creating this stuff, it's like you know in your mind what you want to do for each of your books. So it's like, you know, you just go ahead, and when you're on one, you talk about it, and one will intrigue you and pull you more. Sometimes I've been in cases where I was working on one book and this other idea comes and I will stop working on that book and write the other book, complete it, and then come back. I've done that. Have you ever been in situations like that where you've done that?
I have, and I thought I was the only one that did that. I was like, oh, my God, what is wrong with me? Why don't I stay focused on this one story? But, you know, I've noticed that I do that. If I'm listening to something or going about my day-to-day duties and I hear something and see something and all of a sudden a new story idea will come to me and I will put away the one that I was writing previously because, you know, I have another idea that just ignites a fire under me, and I have to get it written. Even if I don't write all of it, I know I have to get some chapters down and outline and get the basis of the idea that I have for that story, the concept that I have for that story.
Okay, so when you were talking about doing different genres, have you decided, like, where you might go next in your next project? Because I know you got a couple, but can you share with us, is it going to be another love story, or will it be, like you said, you were talking about some paranormal. Have you thought about anything in that aspect?
I have. I've thought about some paranormal ideas because, like I said, it's interesting to me anyway, and I would like to delve into writing paranormal books. So I've definitely tossed some ideas around. I just haven't come up with any concrete ideas. I've written a few things
digging.
Down.
You know I'm digging. You know I'm
digging. I know you are. I know.
I'm trying to see if you got some kind of idea because I know you have them.
I
talk
do.
To you all the time. I know you have the ideal, so, but I know you're trying to keep it right now. But, yeah. So I'd be interested to definitely read what you come up with in that paranormal aspect. So can you at least tell us what do you think it might, what type of paranormal you think it might be? Vampires, werewolves, succubi, what, demons, you know what?
although I love, absolutely love vampires and werewolves. I'm a fan of Stephanie Meyer's books, the Twilight Sagas, and I'm a fan of those. I wouldn't necessarily write about werewolves and vampires. I don't think I would be good at it, writing about vampires and werewolves. I'm more on the ghost type of paranormal books, possessions of, is it a reality or is it in the person, is it in the character's mind? Those type of paranormal books where it leaves the question before you get to the end, is this person actually crazy or are they actually experiencing these things? So I may throw a little bit of romance in it. Of course, the drama with the paranormal and the dynamics of the paranormal book.
Right. Well, I know that's going to be interesting. I know that, too, because the kind of writer you are, you're very detailed when it comes to emotions when you write. And I say that because people that read when they read your books, if they haven't read them, they need to. Because she is very, very, very detailed in how she explains emotions of people and her characters in the book. And when she does that, it's done in such a manner that you feel what the people are feeling while you're reading. And I tried to get her to explain to me how she does that, but she won't do it. So, but I tell you, it's very intriguing and very, very gifted of her to be able to do that. So that's why I love her writing. You know, she's a very, very good writer. So if you haven't read any of Shay's books, you should try to go out there and get them. And how can they get your books, Shay?
Let's see. Tell Me No Lies. I don't have any more copies of those. Those are not in stock anymore. I can definitely, upon request, get some copies of those for those readers that do want to read my first book, which was self-published in October 2006. Everything You Owe Me and Greedy is available on Amazon.com. Also, via my email address, readers can request a signed copy from myself also of Greedy and Everything You Owe Me. You can also go to www.hollygrovepublishing.com and Amazon and order that book as well. Or they can also come to the Fall Into Books conference and get those copies and meet me in person.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to segue into that because we're going to both be there. We're going to be at this conference, and if you're in the Kansas City area, we would love to see you. So if you would come in to Fall Into Literary Books conference, that's going to be going on here September 17th through the 19th in Kansas City. It's going to be in the historic Country Club Plaza. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn in the plaza as well. We're going to be there all 3 nights, 3 days of the show. And while I'm speaking on that, I'm going to be doing a literary reception that Saturday night, the 18th. I'm going to be having a Red Snappers reception at the Reverse Restaurant, which is in the plaza, and the Red Room is inside of that restaurant. And we're going to have free food and free wine. come out and speak with us. Come talk to me and Shay. We'll both be there, and we'll entertain you with our question, with answers to your questions, and we'll be there. A few other authors will be there, like Eric Jerome Dickey and a few others that's coming to town. But come see us. We want you to come see us and come get our books, and we'll sign them. We'll talk to you about them, and, you know, that's what we're there for. Not trying to take away from the rest of the authors, but we're all here, and we're here to serve you, because you, without you, we wouldn't have anything. So come on out if you're in the Kansas City area. If you're not, you know, you still can get the books if you write us, you know, via email or whatever, and contact us on our different contacts so that we can be able to get you what you need in your literary appetite. So, but Shay, I'm glad you came on the show. So what I know you're going to tell me a little bit more. I know it's kind of hard to ask this, what it is that you want to do in the future, because I know there's a lot of things. I know we're thinking about doing some collabos as well. Can you kind of talk about the collaboration a little bit that we're going to do?
Well, I mean, the collaboration that you and I are going to do centers around a male character that I believe that you would portray well, that you can bring into life. He's arrogant, he's chauvinistic, he's very narcissistic, and the wife, she is basically the breadwinner. She's not paying attention to her husband, not paying attention to the things that are going on in her home when she invites a troubled young woman into their home, and this causes a snowball effect of problems when the husband begins to put off his affections on this young lady, but in turn, the wife thinks that it's the young lady that she invited into her home. But I know that you can bring that character to life, and I'm excited. I'm ready to do it. We just have so many other things that we're focusing on that, you know, we have to keep pushing it back. But we're going to do it. We're going to get to that.
We're definitely going to do it. So, but I just kind of want to get you to explain a little bit because, you know, like I said, it's your idea, and we're going to do this thing together. And it's going to be a great book, and I can't wait to get into it because, like I said, I just want to write a character that's like that. You know, I know I can make him a dog, and that's what I want to do, make him that terrible, that one that you want to hate, that one that you just like, I can't believe this guy is doing this, and why is she taking this from him? You know, that's the character that I would like to do, and I'd like to see that maybe in a screenplay maybe, because I'm dabbling in that now too. Scandalous Motives is right now being made into a screenplay, so we're hoping here maybe in the future sometime that once this screenplay is written, and maybe we'll get it out to an HBO or something like that. We're working on trying to do that. I am writing it myself. I'm dabbling, and I wanted to give that experience, so I'm going to do it. And, of course, I'll get some people that know about screenplays to kind of look it over. But I think that that's part of the writing process, to learn how to do different ways of writing, and that's why I wanted to do that. And I wanted to, you know, get that there. And Shay's going to help me with the emotions, because I want to get the emotion thing with these people. I want I want them to feel what they're feeling when they go through this. So that's something that we're going to do, hopefully collab on that as well with screenplays. But we got about 26 minutes left, and we're going to go over again where you can get books from Shay as well. But I hope that if you're in town that you do come on and check us out at the literary conference, Fall into Books Literary Conference, sponsored by the Casey Girlfriends Book Club in town. Like I said, there's going to be some authors. If we're not your favorite authors, still come out anyway. There's other authors that's going to be there, and we support each other and try to get everybody out to, you know, come and get our books and check us out. You know, you may not know that you like us until you pick up the book and read it. And that's what we want to do, you know. And if you got questions and things, we always can try to accommodate. I mean, we'll try to get it as close as we want it, close that you want it, but we're not going to write it the way you want it because, you know, not trying to be bad, but if you want it that way, then you need to write it yourself. But anyway, we really enjoy having you guys, the fans out there that supports us. So. Is there anything that you want to say to your fans or anybody, Shay, right now? I mean, you know, they want to know probably some things that you're doing. Reviews, you know, we want reviews as well.
Right.
You know, so Shay, go ahead and kind of hit a little bit on, is there, you know, anything, maybe some people might have some questions for you or something. They're not calling in now, but how can they, if they want to get in contact with you to do a book signing or something like that, how would they be able to do that?
They can contact me and request a book signing or even a book discussion. They can go to www.shaynolan or email me at shaynolan@hotmail.com. They can also go to www.hollygrovepublishing.com and also put in, there's a box on one of the pages on the Hollygrove website where they can possibly ask the publisher to bring me in on a book discussion or a book signing, anything like that. That's the way they can contact me if they need to. And the best way is my email address, shaynolan@hotmail.com.
Okay. And we're going to be doing some stuff here in the future as well. If you're in the Kansas City area, like I said, we do book signings around the city as well. A lot of times we go out. We've been getting invitations to do local beauty shops and stuff. One in particular is the one that I use a lot is Stories and Dreams out there in Lee Summit, Missouri. A lot of times they want us to come out and just kind of sit up while we're there. People that's in the beauty shop might want to get a book or something like that. But, you know, we're for the people. So we're out here trying to do what we can to get our work out because we care about it enough to give you what you want. And that's what it's about, trying to get you that story that you may be looking for. And there's enough for everybody. There's a lot of people that's writing, but there's enough for everyone. So we just want to make sure that we're available to you. And if you want to get me to come out, you can always contact me. There are several ways you can get me. You can email me at urbanerotic@gmail.com if you want to get me to come out to do a book sign or anything like that. If you want books, you can also write me there, or you can go to www.redsnapperonline.com and you can get the books there, as well as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Books A Million, anywhere where books are sold. If the books are not at the store, you can order them, as well as Shay's books as well. You can order them, and they'll get it for you if you want to do it that way. Or you can just get it straight from us, like I said, and it'll be signed, from us. Come out to the literary conference, like Shay said, and we will definitely talk with you and, you know, help you as much as we can by getting you a book that you would like to have. That's what we do. That's what we like to do. And I'm sure Shay likes to do that as well, right, Shay? You like to talk to the fans, right?
I do. I definitely do. And please, all reviews, any reviews, we as authors, you all may not think we do, but we need those reviews because that's a part of even the good and bad reviews are what makes us. It makes us better ourselves as authors, and all the reviews are appreciated, and the love is appreciated as well. And please, if anybody hasn't read Red Snapper's books, please go out and get one of his books today because he is a very good writer. If you love erotica, the way he tells the tale, you'll thoroughly enjoy it. He is a force to be recognized, trust me.
Thank you so much. And since we're giving compliments, you definitely want to come out and see Shay because she's like one beautiful woman. And also this raspy voice you hear, this is every day. This is not just because she's on the radio. So I just want you to understand.
You are silly.
This is her, man. I'm telling you, she's so sexy. But anyway, come on out and get her books as well. And, just support us. That's all we're asking. You know, we want you guys to come out, and we want to give you what you want. Like I said, you know, I take suggestions. I'm sure Shay does too. But that's why we want those good reviews and the bad reviews because, you know, we know that everybody's not going to like our work. We understand that. And the only way we can find that out is if you tell us. And that's what we're asking. That's all we're asking. So, but, you know, we're glad that, like I said, that we're able to come on this medium and do this. We got about 21 minutes left. And I usually ask Shay to read or something. I didn't ask her to read this time. But you got to get greedy because I'm telling you, if you read the first part of that book, my goodness, it will have you tripping because you can be like, I can't even tell you. You just got to get the book. So just go out there and get it. It's available now. You can get it on Amazon.com. I think it's on Barnes & Noble. I'm not sure. But I know you can get it on Amazon, and I know you can get it from Shay herself.
Right now.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, just write her, you know, and find out. Give us a chance. Give her a chance. You know, I got about 6 novels out there now, but I still, you know, I'm not where I want to be yet in my authorship, but I'm getting there. It's slowly but surely, but it takes you, the reader, to get me there. I can't do it alone. You know, I can think I'm a good writer all day long. Shay can think she's a good writer all day long. But without the fans, we're nothing. So
right.
We appreciate y'all. We really do. And 20 minutes left, Shay. What do you want to do?
Well,
you got anything else you want to say? Any shout-outs or any congratulations, any thank yous, any of that stuff that you would like to kind of say to people that's helped you in your walk?
Well, I'd like to say thank you to the book clubs and the readers who have read my work and given me such wonderful reviews for me being basically an unknown author and showing me love. And the reviews really, really, really show me that to keep striving higher. And the reviews that you do give me better me as an author. I just want to say, you know, my kids are my inspiration as well. And, of course, God has put this talent, gave me this talent from the time I was a kid, and he thanks goes to him first, because without him, nothing would be possible. But my fans are what put me in the place that I need to be. Thank y'all.
All right. I'm a fan, too, so I'm included in the fans.
You are. You're included. Yes,
yeah,
you are.
And I really enjoy Shay. We're friends, if you didn't know that already. But we like to talk and bounce the ideas off each other and everything, because it helps us. It helps us as writers to talk to another writer that may have a better idea on how to do something, or, you know, just kind of like, you know, just talk it out to make sure it even makes sense before you put it on paper. You know,
right.
And that's one of the things you have to do when you write. You know, you got to be able to take criticism. It's a hard game.
It is.
It's a hard game, but you got to do it. And that's why, you know, if you give me a bad review, I might be upset for a minute, but I will take it and go forth and build myself on it. I'm not going to be upset with you personally. I'll just be like, well, what did I do wrong to make them think that? You know, and then I'll try to fix what it is. That's what it's about. That's what we want to do, because we need that, you know, so it can help us and to be able to give a better product. And I know that sometimes our products are that the editing may not be up to par and all that, but I ask sometimes, too, that if you can kind of give authors a chance with the content. You know, sometimes, you know, you can't get all the great stuff. Even great publishing houses have issues with editing. So you can't – I hate people that judge an author or his work or her work because a misspelled word might be here or something like that, or, you know – and now, unless that person's out there bragging about they're the best or something, then, you know, they come up with some garbage, and I can understand that. But what I'm saying is, you know, give us a chance. We're trying, you know. We're trying. And, you know, I've seen some stuff by some of the greats out there that had mistakes. Even Elian Harris had some mistakes in some of his books, Let Him Rest His Soul.
As have I.
And Eric Jerome, my frat. These are frat brothers. That's why I can say that about both of them. They're both my frat brothers. But anyway. You know, they got stuff. And there's other authors out there, I'm sure. Even Zane, I'm sure there's mistakes in some of her stuff. But do people not buy their books because of that? No. They know the product. They know the content in the product. And that's what it's about. So, yes, we'll try to get it as perfect as possible, but I'm sorry if it's not. So, what do you have to say on that, Shay?
Yeah, we do. I think that as far as beginning authors or new authors, we deserve a chance, even if the work that we put out, if you do find typos or a sentence may be cut off, like Red stated before, I'm an avid reader as well as a writer, and I have read work written by some of the greats that have had numerous typos in it, but I didn't let that detract from the story itself. If the story still pulled me in and moved me, I can get past the typos. So that wasn't a big deal for me. So when I would go to give those authors those reviews or talk about those authors' books, I don't bring up the fact that, oh, I saw a word that was misspelled or I saw a sentence that was cut off, because the story itself is what counts. It's the content that counts. And, yes, the structure counts also, but if it's just not thrown on the page and it's just all over the place, then I can pretty much look past that and not be so harsh. So please, guys, give us new authors and give us a break.
Yeah. Because like you said, you got seasoned authors out there that's like that too. I mean, it's, you know, finding somebody to do, great editing is, you know, it's editing can cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Editing can, you can get somebody to edit your stuff between $400 and $1,500 or more. It depends, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, if they charging you by the page, by the amount of words and stuff. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just depends. It's really, you know, I'm not saying don't get edited. I'm just saying, you know, you have to take that in consideration because I do. I know I'm not perfect, but I am trying to give you what I can. I'm trying to bleed what I have to give you so that you can enjoy it. But if it's going to bother you, if you read something that has some typos and stuff, if you're an English major and it's just killing you that it's something not written right, then you know, I don't know. I'm not going to apologize for that, but we'll try to get it as best as we can. So,
right.
But we got 14 minutes left, and this is Word Sexy Radio. The number is 347-215-8539, and we're here with Shay Nolan, and she is definitely moving and shaking around here in the Kansas City area as well as other places, and she's moving forward. Her books are doing well, and she's going to definitely be a phenomenal. She is a phenomenal writer, and you will definitely see more from her in the future. And I talk to her every day and try to get her to not quit, because sometimes we get frustrated because of people, and most of the time it's people within the game, within the literary game that tear you down. That's a whole other show. Basically.
Right. We'd be on your
talking about
right.
that. Yeah, we would. And I can't do that. But the thing is, you know, people, we understand that there's a lot of writers out there. There's a lot of readers. You know, if you had a bookstore and everybody's book was in it, and you had one person that came in to buy a book and would read it every three, say a person, if the book is really good, they read it 3 or 4 hours. There's so many books that they can read. That's why I don't understand why some authors feel like they got to tear you down because they're worried about your book's going to be better. They can read your book and read mine, too. And, you know, they're still going to have some more to read. I don't get that. So, you know, it's plenty of it. It's plenty for everybody.
Right. I don't think
there's everybody.
Yeah. I don't think there's enough of us that uplift and empower one another, you know, instead of, you know, giving each other our props and either giving feedback, much needed feedback, or, you know, helping another fellow author out as far as whether it's mentoring, whether it's a review, instead of tearing each other down, we should be building each other up because there's enough room in the game for all of us.
That's right. Sure is. And I'm not going to give up, so if y'all trying to tear me down, I'm not quitting. So thanks to my friend. Because I know I was in a situation one time. I was at a book review or a book, like a little retreat. And I was there as a guest or whatever. I was there. Anyway, so stuff went down, and I had really got, had that person, had Shay not been there, I probably would have stopped writing. But you cannot stop. You can't let people stop you because it's not about the people. If you love writing, do it for yourself.
Right.
Because there is some fans out there that love you, what you do.
Right.
And you just got to find them. And you will. But you can't let other authors. I had to learn. They're jealous. So they're going to make your stuff seem like, you self-published. Okay, you're not as good as me because I got a book deal. So I'm better or whatever. I mean, if you get that kind of stuff going on, I mean, what is that? That's not. You know, it's just really
right. bad. Right. And the best advice that I can give for aspiring writers and new writers and writers trying to get into this game is stay humble. First and foremost, God's grace and blessings gave you that talent. So stay humble, most of all. No matter how far you climb to the top, always know that, as God says, what goes up can come down. Just stay humble. That's the best advice I can give.
You're absolutely correct on that one because you got to. You can't let yourself get the big head. I mean, if you get like Stephanie Myers and them, that's great. I mean, but still you don't want to get the big head. And even in that, they were blessed. But do you know how long it took for Stephanie Myers and J.K. Rowling and all them to get to that point? I think Harry Potter was out for 20 years before it was even looked at.
Right. There's a lot of struggle.
It's a lot of struggle. You got to be willing to do it. And it's not about, it can't be about the money. because this is not a get-rich-quick thing. This is not the get-rich-quick game. If you're looking for that, then you need to go and do something else, because
yeah.
you're not going to get rich in this. This is a thing that you got to love and you got to want it. So,
yeah. It's a journey. It's not an immediate destination. It's a journey. And if you're not in it for the journey itself, you know, looking forward to where your final destination will be, if you're coming in and thinking when you see these once-in-a-lifetime stories about these big publishing houses and these big advances, 9 out of 10, most of the authors that are in the game had to work hard to get to where they are. They weren't given anything. So if you're going into it for the money, you're in the wrong profession, because sometimes there may be years where you see nothing. But if you truly love writing, you will continue to do so regardless.
Yeah, because I had an author tell me, and we're going to probably prepare to close, but I had an author tell me that, you know, if you get these big deals with these companies, they'll pay you in advance royalties. Say your books is in a bookstore for 3 years and they don't sell. Those books come back to you, and you have to pay them back. So, you know, you just have to, those are things that you don't get, you don't know, because everybody thinks that, oh, you got a book, it's a glamorous thing, and it is, it can be. But you have to hustle. Even if you're with a big company, you have to sell you. You have to sell your brand, and that's what you have to do. If you don't do that, then your books are not going to do anything. They're going to just sit on the shelf. So you got to get out there and hustle. Whatever game you had that you were using to get that product, and I'm not saying, because there's a lot of urban writers that change their product, and they're doing well because they changed from drugs to now what they're doing with books. It's the same thing. You got to get out there and do it. So, but that's what we wanted to say. And, you know, I just wanted to let people know, if you're out there interested in that, it's not going to be easy. But if anything that you want shouldn't be easy, you should work for it. So
exactly.
So, hey, Shay, we got 8 minutes. I really enjoyed having you on the show, as always, and we're going to definitely have you back again.
Thank you.
Because I know you're going to come back on when your new book comes out, in that paranormal. So we definitely want to talk to you about that. And,
I am.
You know, the show is recorded, so you'll be able to put it on your website so people can listen to it, and you can listen to it again. And we thank you very much for coming on. And right now we want you to go ahead and say your shout-outs and all that, and then we'll, like, one more time where your website is and all that, and then we're going to go from there.
For those of you who have not read any of my books, you can contact me at shaynolan@hotmail.com to request a signed copy of even my book, Tell Me No Lies, from 2006. At your request, I can get that book for you. Everything you owe me, you can go to www.hollygrovepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, anywhere bookstores are sold. If you go into the bookstore, like Red said, and it's not there, please request it, because they will order it for you, and the more you request it, the more books that they will have coming in. You can also go to your local library and request the books also. I don't mind having my books put into libraries for the general public to read it also. And for Greedy, you can go on www.amazon.com, or you can also send me an email at shaynolan@hotmail.com and request a signed copy from myself, and hopefully look for them to be in bookstores also. Look for Greedy to be in bookstores also. And I'd like to, I guess, give a shout-out to my babies, my son and my daughter. They are my inspiration for everything that I do. They give me the strength to persevere over any obstacles. To my good friend, Red.
All right.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Anytime. You can be a regular on here if you want to.
You just like talking to me.
On the show. No, I do. I really do. And we enjoy having you on the show, and we're definitely going to have you back. And like, again, I'm going to put another plug out again for the reception that's coming up for the Literary Conference, Fall in the Books Literary Conference, that's coming up this weekend. It's going to be if you're in the Kansas City area, it's going to be down in the Plaza at the Holiday Inn in the Plaza. It's on Main. So you can find that, and come to my party. Come on, party with me. We're going to be at Reverse Restaurant in the Red Room. And that's down there on the Plaza as well. So hopefully we'll get to see you. And Shay, I'm definitely going to be seeing you, right?
Yes, you are. Most definitely, without a doubt.
All right, all right. Okay. Well, we thank you all for listening to Word Sexy Radio, and we'll be back next week again, same time, same channel. And you heard it here. So we thank you, Shay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks a lot, y'all, for listening. This has been Word Sexy Radio. This has been Word Sexy Radio, brought to you by Midwest Publishing Group, LLC.